USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Representatives from Russia and Ukraine will meet this week for a new round of talks aimed at ending the war. Ukraine said the two sides would meet in Turkey today. The Ukrainian military claims Russia had withdrawn troops that were surrounding the capital of Kyiv after suffering significant losses. President Biden has denied he is calling for regime change in Russia after making this ad-lib statement in Poland over the weekend.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain power.
The January 6th Commission is recommending former Trump aide Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino face contempt of Congress proceedings for failing to cooperate with subpoenas. This is the fourth time the panel has made such a recommendation. Those not complying are complaining this is nothing more than a witch hunt. Cinderella men's basketball team, the St. Peter's Peacocks, are out of the March Madness tournament after losing to North Carolina on Sunday. USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Oscars last night will be remembered when Will Smith jumped on stage after comedian Chris Rock joked about his wife's hair, smacking him, then cursing at the comedian from his seat.
Oh, Richard! Oh, wow! Wow! That was a... greatest night in the history of television. Okay.
Actor Sean Penn, visiting Ukraine to help before and during the Russian invasion, tells CNN he has a lot of admiration towards Ukraine President Zelensky.
But it was clear I was in the presence of something, and again, I think reflected of so many Ukrainians, that was new to the modern world in terms of courage and dignity and love. That comes out of the man, and the way he has unified that country. And I think Mr. Putin certainly added to paving the way to that.
USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke.
Fort Laramie.
Have gun. Will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
When the Biden administration canceled the Keystone Pipeline, America's energy independence fell to the wayside, making room for the highest prices for fuel in American history. Republican Representative Claudia Tenney on Newsmax yesterday.
This is just common sense. They have energy illiteracy, or they're deliberately covering this up because they're trying to appeal to the far left in their push for green energy over everything. Elimination of fossil fuels. I come from New York. This is where ground zero is in many cases, where this energy illiteracy, this no fossil fuel involved in any of our future energy, when we should have an all-of-the-above approach, as we have almost 60 or 70% of our energy grid fueled by fossil fuels right now. And who's building new coal plants? China. Remember, they're still in the Paris Accords. And this whole war was, I think, possibly and probably somewhat, this whole war in Ukraine, instigated by Putin because he was able to successfully use propaganda to move Europe and the United States away from fossil fuels and the use of fossil fuels to leverage his power over Europe and the United States and the world.
White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre tested positive for COVID-19 on Sunday after returning from President Biden's trip to Europe. Ms. Pierre says she last saw the president during a socially distanced meeting yesterday and that the president is not considered a close contact as defined by CDC guidance. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.